Head under Lion's Bridge, back into the lake, and turn right. Head back in the direction of the boathouse, keeping the shore on your right. You'll come upon stop 9 in about 75 yards. The azalea isn't the only plant to have been introduced to the lake. If you pay attention to the plants growing on the lake's banks, you'll see a subtle competition between native and non-native plants. Near stop 9, look for a growth of sawgrass on the banks. Sawgrass, a member of genus Cladium, is not a true grass but a sedge. A sedge differs from a grass in that it has a triangular stem and its leaves are spirally arranged in 3 ranks. Grasses have alternating leaves in 2 ranks. Also on the banks of Greenfield Lake, competing for habitat with the sawgrass, you will find the invasive creeping water primrose. The primrose, of genus Ludwigia, forms mats both on the muddy banks and floating in the water. Look for the longish green leaves arranged alternately on the stems and, in season, the yellow flowers. You may also see large, spongy, bulbous mats of water hyacinth in the middle of the lake or blown onto the lee shore. These invasive plants, while pretty, block sunlight from reaching native plants. They limit water flow, they're like floating dams, and starve the water of oxygen. They can also provide habitat for mosquitoes. Not a plus. Cape Fear River Watch and the City of Wilmington are working to control these invasive plants, but it's an uphill fight. If you aren't seeing a lot of water hyacinth or creeping water primrose, congratulate us. If you are seeing a lot of these invasives, we could use your help.